Oh, hey, come in.
Come in. Is it just you? No, don't worry. Take a seat. Get comfortable. Oh, really? Working late? Huh. Well, that happens, especially to busy, important executives like your wife. I know her schedule's very busy and unpredictable. It doesn't leave a lot of time for all of this, does it? Honestly, don't worry about it. No, you shouldn't reschedule. If it's last minute, you have to pay for the session anyway. And well, an individual session or two can actually be very valuable at this stage. Oh, yeah, all the time. I've actually been meaning to suggest it to you guys. So just relax, shake off the day, and let go of any anxiety about your wife not being here. I want to hear more about you anyway. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I find you very interesting. And I feel like sometimes we don't get to fully hear your side of the story, especially with some of the more sensitive stuff we were talking about in your last session. The sexual difficulties that you've been having in your marriage, the lack of sex, particularly. I feel like that must be very hard for you. Is it hard? What are you looking at down there, Oh, you know, I just noticed that you were avoiding eye contact while we discussed this topic, and you don't usually do that. So I was wondering if there was something going on, or maybe you find my heels and stockings really fascinating. I don't know. No, it's perfectly okay if you do. And that can happen. A little transference. It's expected. I want you to be open with me. It's important I understand your desires if we're going to explore the topic of sex. Oh, my scent? Well, thank you. So sweet of you to notice. It's tobacco vanilla, Tom Ford. Some clients got it for me as a gift, actually, after I saved their marriage. I would never buy something so indulgent for myself. It's probably a little inappropriate for work. Very seductive. But I dab some on anyway for my evening appointments. I couldn't resist. It just makes me feel sexy and powerful. Like letting my hair down and kicking my shoes off, you know? It's been such a long day. Okay, you're right. There is nothing stopping me, I guess. You're a real sweetheart. Yes, you are. You are so considerate. I enjoy spending time with you. It's much nicer to have you all to myself, actually. We can really dig in. I've been fascinated, actually, how your whole dead bedroom situation came about. I mean, it happens. I see it a lot. Often it's just miscommunication, but I don't think that's what's happening with you guys. Your wife is quite direct about her needs. I don't think she has a problem saying what she wants. And the problem can't be that she doesn't desire you, because that would be ridiculous. You're a very handsome, very capable man with a lot of positive sexual energy. So I think the problems you're having lie elsewhere. What are you thinking now? with my foot in your lap. What's wrong? Cat got your tongue. Maybe you don't get asked about your thoughts and feelings enough. You're not really being encouraged to speak up and share your more sexual side, are you? No, it's okay. That's such an important side of who we are. You shouldn't be expected to just turn it off to preserve another person's feelings. You can tell me. I want to listen. Okay. What if I just slide my foot along your thigh like that? I think I can feel something going on, right? There. Ah, am I right? Well, that's a very natural response. That's perfectly okay. It's normal and healthy for your cock to start twitching when a woman slides her stocking-covered toes along it, through your pants. Normal for it to get stiff, in fact. Start throbbing. I could tell, you know, that the problems you've been having in the bedroom aren't your fault. No. You're perfectly responsive to a woman's sexual signals. Shall I tell you what I'm thinking? Okay. I'm thinking, what if I got out of this chair, hitched up this knee-length skirt, and crawled over to that couch you're sitting on? What if I knelt between your feet and look up at you? What would you do then? Shall we see? I think you like me on my hands and knees. When was the last time you got this kind of attention, huh? It's okay. I'm going to take your shoes off now. I want you to be comfortable. Little acts of service like this are just so important in making someone feel wanted and cared for. And it's been so long for you, hasn't it, baby? Does that feel better? You can relax here. I want you to be open with me. Would you be more relaxed with your belt off? What do you think? Maybe with your fly undone, too. I want to really understand you. Oh, honey, slip those off. It's okay. It's okay. I'll help. I'm very turned on that you're so hard for me already. What if I slip this blouse off? And my bra? Yeah. Take a good look at my tits. I could tell you've noticed them. They make a change from what you're used to, huh? I think if you let me touch you a little, you might get even harder. Would you like that? Oh, good. Oh, I'm so thrilled because this is a beautiful cock. Perfect, in fact. The shape, the smoothness, the smell. Honestly, the urge to lick it is very strong right now. Would you let me suck your beautiful hard cock? Would that be so wrong? Oh, I'm glad you said that. Because letting a perfect cock like this go to waste? A crime. Yeah, I'm sorry your wife is so unappreciative of what she has. It's not you, you know. Do you know what I've been thinking for the last few weeks, hearing you both talk? He's right. He makes all the effort and doesn't get appreciated in return. She's ungrateful, and she takes you for granted. You've been putting up with that for so long. You deserve a little indulgence. And I'm going to indulge you right now, baby, with my mouth. And my tongue. Slide my pretty lips all the way to the base of this perfect dick. I want it all. I want it in my throat. I can't get enough of you. Yeah, you can pinch my nipples a little. Oh, fuck. That's good. Yeah. That's real good. Roll them. Yeah. Keep going while I suck you. You don't have to be nervous, you know. You can hold the back of my neck if you want. Guide me. Show me how you want it. I just want to give you what you want. You deserve it. Oh, hey. Don't worry. No, that's no big deal. You take your time. This is all for you. When you come, it's going to be very exciting and special. But I don't mind working for it. I know something you might like. I've noticed the way you stare at my tits. Ever thought about what it would be like to rub your cock between them? Fuck my round, plump titties. You can, you know. Let me just... Here, I got some lotion in my bag. We want a really oily, slippery situation going on here. Yeah, you just watch for a second. Just watch me rub this lotion all over myself. Massage and squeeze my tits for you. Maybe just drip a little over my nipples while we're here. Get them nice and hard for you to look at while you fuck them. Do you like that? Yeah? Well, go on then. Put your cock in there. Good boy. Nice and snug between my tits. Let me push them together for you. Give your cock a little hug. Shift forward. Yeah, so you can really fuck them. Let me get on the right level here. No, don't you worry about me. I work out. That's it. Thrust a little if you like. That feel good? Fucking my soft tits. Yeah. I love feeling you throb between them. Keep going up and down. God, yeah. You want to come all over my pretty titties? Paint my nipples and tits with your cum? Spray it in my face? Is that what you want? Huh? Oh. Yeah, we can do that. Oh, such a naughty boy. I didn't know if you would be ready to fuck another woman's pussy. But if you think I don't want that, you're wrong. Oh, I've been dreaming about sitting on your married cock. What it would feel like stretching me out. When you push inside of me for the first time. Let's find out. God. Oh, that's good. Oh, just like I imagined. Do you like my tight little pussy? Yeah. Oh, you want to go slow for a little bit first? Me too. Oh, I want to make this last a little. Oh, I've wanted you for so long. Oh, oh, that's nice. Yes, keep going. Keep kissing me there. Oh, you're such a considerate lover. Any woman would be lucky to have you. That's right. Nice and slow. Just rolling around. Hitting all those good spots. Nice and deep. Yes. Fuck. Oh, amen. I think I might come on your cock. Do you want that? Oh, do you want to come inside me? Breed me raw. It's okay. Let's go harder, Daddy. Yeah. I'm ready. Oh, fuck. You feel so good inside me. Oh, I love your married cock. I want to bounce on it for you. Like your little whore. Oh, your dirty little side piece. Can you handle that? Does your wife ever fuck you like this? Ride your dick hard, titties slapping in your face. Yeah, grab onto them. Give them a hard squeeze. You can hurt me. I like it. Fuck. Yeah. That's it. Now you're gonna come too, aren't you? got you, you bad, bad boy. Yeah. Shoot your load into my whore pussy. Give it to me. Oh. Let me milk that cum right out of you. Oh, are you ready? I'm going to. That's it. Come for me. Fuck it into me. Fuck. Okay. And we're done. Time to get up. Come on. Be quick. Let me just turn this off. I think we've got everything we need there. Well, what's wrong? You look confused. Oh, this? Yeah, it's a recording, dummy. Oh, come on. Be real. You think I want to fuck you because you're what? Irresistible to me? Give me a break. Listen, buddy. I've been sitting here listening to you whine for weeks now. You're pathetic. No wonder your wife doesn't want to fuck you. You can't even take your eyes off your phone at your own daughter's school play. Then you have the gall to feel sorry for yourself because she doesn't pay you enough attention. She's been carrying you for years, financially, emotionally, mentally. So when she asked me to help her out and make sure you didn't get your grubby little hands on her assets in the divorce, I was only too happy to oblige. What? Oh, don't be foolish. I'm not a therapist. Come on. Your wife isn't stupid. Now zip up your pants and get the fuck out of my house. Have a nice divorce. By the way, my brother's a real estate agent if you're looking for a cheap condo. No? Your loss.